Masechta Shabbos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey. Hamechabe es haner, mipnei shu misyari mipnei goyim. Someone who extinguishes a flame in a lamp because he's afraid of the goyim. It's a place where the non-Jews, the idol worshippers, don't allow them to have other lights burning on their. They don't allow them to have lights burning, and it's potentially life threatening. If he's caught with these flames lit, and so he extinguishes them on Shabbos so that he shouldn't be caught with these flames lit, or mipnei listim, or because he's afraid of bandits that'll attack him if they see light, and so he extinguishes this lamp, mipnei ruach ra, or it's because to save a person who is currently experiencing a ruach ra, which means a bad spirit, someone that has some sort of mental a disturbance that he's very much bothered. And the light is causing him much discomfort to the point that it's pekuach nefesh, that it could it can cause him to perish from this disturbance. So he extinguishes the fire. V'im b'shvil achela sheyishan, or it's in order for achela, someone who's dangerously ill, to allow him to sleep. Putter, in all these cases, the person's putter, and not only is he exempt from a karban midaraisa, but this is even completely permitted midarabanan. Because in all these cases, there's a sakana, there's a pikuach nefesh, there's life on the line, and that overrides the transgression of the melachas Shabbos, and he can extinguish the fire for these cases of sakana. However, the next case where someone extinguishes for ulterior motives that's not sakana, there's a machlekes, as we'll see. Kechas ala ner, if someone is, he's extinguishing the fire because he wants to save the lamp from overheating and cracking, and he extinguishes the fire, or kechas al hashemen, he wants to save the oil, kechas al hapsila, he wants to save the wick, and he extinguishes the fire. So the Tanakhama says chayev. Chayev means that he's chayev a carbon if he did it b'shegig, and this means that it's aser midaraisa, it's a melacha midaraisa. Rabbi Yesi, peiter b'chulon, Rabbi Yesi exempts, and he says that it's not a melacha deraisa, it's exempt from a carbon, it's still aser midarabanan, but it's exempt from a carbon. In all these cases, chutz, with an exception of one case, minapsila, the case of the wick, mipneishu, aisa pecham, because he's making charcoal out of the end of the wick. When he extinguishes the wick and he does it with the intention that the end of the wick should be burnt and black and charcoal, so that it should be easier to light in the future. So in that case, Rabbi Yisi agrees that it's chayev, it's asar madar aisa, but otherwise he says it's pater. Why is it pater? So we hear these cases are what's called a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. A malacha, that means this work that someone's not allowed to do on Shabbos, she'ena tzricha legufa, that's not needed for its generally defined purpose. Here, he's not extinguishing for the purpose of having an extinguished fire, but rather he wants some other benefit out of it, to prevent a loss of the lamp or the oil or the wick. That's a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. It's a indirect benefit, but it's not the actual purpose of the malacha that he's doing it for. The Tanakhama holds that even a malacha she'in tzricha legufa is still chayev. Rav Yesi holds that it's not chayev midaraisa, it's only asa midarabanan, but he gives an exception of the wick, that someone's doing it with the intention to make charcoal. So here, he's getting the defined purpose of this action. This is how he makes charcoal out of the end of the wick, is that he's got to light it and extinguish it. So that becomes the purpose of this malacha, and then it's no longer malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, and it's aser midaraisa. Mishnah Vav. Al shalosh averis nashim meses b'shas ledasan. For three different averis, they'll cause a woman to die during childbirth, specifically during childbirth, which is a time of sakana, it's a dangerous time for the woman, so therefore there's more of a judgment, and averis that she has, at a time of sakana, so there's more midas hadin, a person's judged more, and they sometimes can be punished for averis that they've done at that time. And these three averis, al she'enam zehiris ben nida ubechala ubelachas aner, if they were not careful in the lachas of nida or the lachas of chala, separating chala from the dough, and the lachas aner of lighting candles for Shabbos, these things were something that were the responsibility of the woman. They were the ones making the food at home, the challah, and lighting the candles, and this was something that they were meant to be on top of, and if they were lax and they did not were not careful about it, So that's their responsibility. And at a time of judgment, like during childbirth, when it's a time of sakana, they may be punished for not doing these mitzvahs properly.